This is Sam. Thank you for visiting teachbible.org's Daily Insight for September 10, 2018. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Psalms 32, verse 9. It says there, "Do not be like the horse or the mule, which have no understanding, but must be controlled by bit and bridle, or they will not come to you." End of quote. Sophocles, who was born in 490 BC, said this statement, "Stubbornness and stupidity are twins." End of quote. We do not know which comes first and which precedes which, but it is true, both stubbornness and stupidity looks like twins indeed. The background of today's insight is the joy of forgiveness. The psalmist says in Psalms 32 verse 1, "A person is most happy or blessed when his transgressions are forgiven, when the Lord covers his sins." Again it says, yes, blessed or happy is the one whose sin the Lord does not count against him. There is no place of deceit in such a person. Why? Because he or she does not hide sins but acknowledges and confesses it to the Lord. When we think about it, it is only our foolishness that we hide sin from the Lord. Because the Lord is all-powerful, all-present and all-knowledgeable. He knows all about it in any way. Hebrews 4:13 says this, "Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give account." End of quote. You see, there is no point in hiding then. The smart thing is to acknowledge, confess our sins to the Lord. Bible promises this in 1 John chapter 1 verse 9. "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness." Then why don't we go to him in prayer and confess our sins to him, right? You see, we have two choices. Either we can hide our sins and ignore it, and we can hide our wrongdoings and ignore it, which David did for a time period. It only resulted in sapping of David's energy and vitality. More heaviness and a sad state of mind was on him. Alternatively, we can acknowledge and confess our sins to the Lord, the one who knows about it anyway, and receive his forgiveness, cleansing and purification, and thereby we can receive energy, vitality, blessings, happiness and joy again in our lives. Dearly beloved, it is very important, it is vital to seek the face of the Lord in prayer. David says in verse 6 of this psalm, "Let us pray while the Lord may be found." Why? Because we do not want God's punishment and judgment over our sins by waiting and not seeking the Lord in prayer, do we? He says, at the time of the rising of the mighty waters, prayers would not reach to the Lord. You see, there is no use in praying when it is too late. Is this not what happened in Noah's days? There was a long time God gave people. God gave sufficient time for repentance. However, people continued in their wicked, rebellious, and sinful ways. And they also continued mocking Noah, the righteous preacher of those days, with no remorse, no regret. And the day of the flood eventually came, and all people perished in the flood. Such kind of arrogant and foolish people are still around us, aren't they? They mock the gospel. They mock the good news. They tease the love and grace of God. They undermine the existence and they don't honor the living God in heaven. Bible gives a solemn warning and admonition to pray and seek God's face while he could be found before it becomes late in our life. Then verse 7 says, "If we pray on time, the Lord will protect and deliver us." You see the benefits of seeking the Lord in prayer. Not only we would be happy and joyful because of our prayer and our confession of sins to the Lord, but also God grants protection and deliverance in our day-to-day lives. Don't we need God's protection and deliverance? Sure, I do. We all need God's protection every day. Then the verse 8 promises the Lord will instruct us. He will teach us the way we should go. He will counsel us with his loving eye on us. You see, not only we are in a blessed and happy condition because we prayed and confessed our sins to the Lord, And not only the Lord protects and delivers us from all dangers around us, but listen, as an added merit, the Lord instructs, teaches the way we should go. He will give His counsel with His loving eye on us. Oh, how important that is, right? God's counsel and guidance and direction in our lives. It is very important for our life. Beloved, then our today's insight appears after all this. It says, do not be like the horse or the mule, which have no understanding, but must be controlled by bit and bridle, or they will never come to you. End of quote. Imagine a farm owner. He has different types of animals on his farm. But the mules and the horse that he has no understanding would not respond to his loving call to come home in the evening time. In those times, you know what the owner does? He goes after the mule, places a bit and bridle over it, and forces it to come to his barns. Bible says, do not be like a mule or horse that has no understanding. In other words, do not be stubborn and foolish. Be smart and be understandable. Listen to the voice of our Creator God, who sent His only Son for our salvation and forgiveness of sins. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, died in our place and paid for our sins with His precious and divine blood. He lovingly calls us to come to Him in repentance, and He promises joy, happiness, forgiveness, blessings in our life. When we come to Jesus and acknowledge our sin and wrongdoings and seek His forgiveness in prayer, He grants His forgiveness abundantly, and you would be filled with joy and happiness in your life. The Lord gives you eternal life also when you come to Him. What a blessed condition! Therefore, do not be a mule if you hear the voice of the Lord today. Do not be stubborn and stupid. Instead, be submissive. Humble yourself to the Lord, who loves you and cares about you and your future. Beloved, got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me, please. Father in heaven, I am so sorry I was stubborn and stupid in the past. I know I need your love, peace, blessings, happiness, and joy. Lord, I admit I am a sinner, and I seek you and I pray to forgive my sins. Grant me your fellowship, peace, love, and blessings in my life. Make me happy and joyful again by your divine touch in my life. I believe Jesus Christ died for my sins, buried, and rose again for me. I accept Him as my Savior and Lord today. Thank you for talking to me and saving me today. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love and blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.